Hello, and welcome to the Real Life, Real Talk podcast. I am your host, William Carr. The last few episodes, we have been talking about what is freedom, and in particular, what is financial freedom. Today, we will talk about the third part of that series, and it is directed toward giving. What is giving, precepts, and principles of giving, how to give. Those are some of the things we will be having a conversation about today. Precepts and principles of giving. God gave to us first. He is our role model for giving and receiving. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." God so loved. God's motivation for giving is love. Our motivation for giving must be love as well. God gave. God's love was turned into an act of giving. God gave his only begotten Son. God gave his very best. We must give our best. God gave for a specific reason, to get man back from Satan. What is your need or reason? God gave sacrificially. Our salvation cost Jesus his life. It cost us full repentance and the giving of our lives to God. Very, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. God's plan works. Souls are saved because God gave his best. God gave and gave expecting to receive. Again, God is our role model for giving. How to give? Our Heavenly Father knows we have need of things, according to Matthew 6 chapter. Therefore, take no thought, saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed?" For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. And in Luke it reads, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down and shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, it shall be measured to you again." The principle is, if you measure in teaspoonsful in your giving, it shall be measured back to you in teaspoonful in your receiving. We should learn to ask for more than enough to, 1, give to the kingdom of God, 2, to provide for family, and 3, to help others. We should give what we have in hand, according to the scriptures, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remain forever. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness." God makes all grace abound toward us and provide all sufficiency in all things. We are blessed in order to be a blessing. God gives us seed. Get your mind off yourself. Take up the needs of the body of Christ as your own. God is not limited to your job unless you limit him to it. We should give out of the grateful heart and with an attitude of joy. Let each one do just as he has purpose in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful, and cheerful is where we get our word hilarious. God loves a cheerful giver. Give God your best. Then we are in a position to express God's best into our lives. Our giving to the Lord must be free of doubts. Freely you have received, freely give. As according to the scriptures, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Our giving should be generous, freely from the heart. God multiplies our seed to meet more than our greatest need. We can meet the needs of others. Launch out with faith for a miracle catch. Planting a seed gives us an opportunity to see God work in our lives. When we give something to Jesus, He will give it back better than we gave. Plus, He will be in it all His grace and power. Giving should be an outward material expression of a deep spiritual commitment, an indication of a willing and obedient heart. As it says in the book of Malachi, give to God first. Giving actualizes the miracle supply of God, and He multiplies our giving back to us. Giving out of our need requires faith. We need to sow a seed and give God something to multiply. According to Scripture, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. In James it says, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Also in John it reads, but whoso has this world's good, and see his brother have need, and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwell the love of God in him? And according to Galatians, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. But he that sow to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sow to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God has a due season for all the seeds we plant. God will cause a harvest to come from our seeds. He is never early or late. He is always on time with our best interests at heart. Our harvest will have the same stature as the seeds planted or sown. This principle is one of the laws of Genesis. Everything will bear its own kind. God considers giving to the poor as a loan, since He teaches to owe no man anything but to love Him. God will repay. In Proverbs, he that has pity upon the poor lend unto the Lord, and that which he has given will pay him again. Whenever we give, plant a seed of faith, we are doing it unto the Lord. In the book of Ephesians, knowing that whatsoever good things any man doeth, the same shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Financial freedom is very important to becoming a better you from the inside out. It allows you to grow spiritually. It releases any weight that the cares of life has shackled you with. Using God's plan will set you free. If you are obedient and willing to do as He has said according to His words, it has been outlined in this episode the steps and the principles that are needed to break the chains that are holding you in bondage. When we understand and utilize the principles, seed time and harvest, spiritual freedom, financial freedom, and being set free is assured. Lastly, using the principle of giving will change your life and the lives of families and friends. You will start to live when you start to give. Thanks for listening to my podcast. If you have comments or observations about the podcast, you can send them to 1, reallifeministries@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. Also, if you like to follow, go to the website, my website, and push the follow button. Until the next time, remember to keep it real.